Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Patrick joining us now. Can I use a cliche?
Yeah.
We're playing a lower ranked team. Yeah. It's a no-win situation for FC United. We did the job.
Yeah,
we're through. Done. Your thoughts?
Yeah, done. Listen, you know, you've seen today the barriers that were up against us. We lose Palinkas. We lose Donoghue again. We've lost Murray now. He's played, you know, second half. We played with 10 men the second half. But we've stuck in there and we've won the game 1-0, you know, and there's still some people are saying, ooh, it's not good enough. It's a win. We're through in the FA Cup and we're through. You know, and at times it's difficult to come here as underdogs. John Mack has put together a good side there. You know, on the back of, you know, they beat Workington last week. They've got a good talent. You've got the likes of McGee and Duckworth who are in there. And Vanny De Silva who come off the bench who's been with us as well. And, you know, they were a good side. They were dogged. You know, they caused us one or two problems. But, you know, we had a game plan. You know, it wasn't conducive. We didn't have our ball players in midfield today. You know, I think we turned down the forward pass a few times. But it was nice, and I was pleased with everybody. And we said at half-time, no matter what, you know, we go and win the game. And Big Max comes on, scores the winner, and we're in the next round. And, you know, do I care if it was, you know, really good on the eye? It could have been brilliant on the eye. We could have lost the game. You know, for me, a win's a win. We're on the back of two defeats, and we've won, and we're in the hat, and we're going to enjoy our Saturday night because we didn't enjoy our bank holiday weekend last week, so we're going to enjoy this one tonight.
There's been teams who've been knocked out of the FA Cup in our league. Gafferton Coles got beat by Stocksbridge Park Steels today. Stafford Rangers were beaten by Newcastle. It's a tricky game, this one. And like you say, players like Duckworth and McGee, they were hungry. And we obviously know why. And that was tricky, wasn't it? Because yeah. I think McGee, until he went off, was probably the best player on the pitch.
Listen, Harry McGee and Joel Duckworth are great lads, you know. One day, hopefully, they'll be back with us. You know, they've come out to develop, learn the game, you know. And I hope they do really well. And John Macken's a really, really, really good friend of mine. You know, one of, you know, a few people I trust in football. And I knew when the draw came out, this was going to be a tough game. And then, you know, they came in for McGee and McGee went last week. So I knew, you know, there was lots of obstacles up against us. But we stuck in. We were brave. We were hungry. I thought, you know, we won every battle in the middle of the park. I know the radio man of matches gone to Tom Murray, but yeah. I thought Smith was absolutely excellent.
Only because he was playing with one leg. Yeah, I was quite impressed with that.
I thought Smith was excellent, but I thought everyone was. You know, Max has been sat down for a couple of weeks. He's got his goal. He's come on. And sometimes I question what do people want, because I didn't want a replay. And, you know, we've won the game 1-0. The fans have had a good time. We can go away. We can digest it. But listen, we're in the hat, Ben, and we're delighted, and we'll get ready for next week.
We are going to be playing Hyde thumped Warrington Marlins this afternoon, which is a bit of a surprise, really, the scoreline. So we will be playing Hyde on Tuesday. You have mentioned the injuries, Palinkas, Donoghue, Murray. How's it looking?
Listen, we're bare bones now. You know, we're absolutely bare bones. And, you know, we've got Griffiths back. That's probably all we've got back now, and we've lost three today, definitely. So, you know, again, we're
on top of Ennis.
On top of Ennis, yeah. So we're going to have to patch him up. I said to Jimmy in the second half, you know, what we've done wrong. You know, we're being unlucky at the minute, and it's nothing that we're doing on the training pitch, nothing that the physio team are doing. We're just unlucky. And I remember last November when people were saying it weren't good enough, we were really unlucky. We had six or seven people out, and we've got the same again now. But every team will go through it. You know, I'm glad that we've managed to get through it with a patched up side today. We're going to have to be really busy tomorrow and Monday getting a couple of things over the line, which I'm actively going to try and do it. Another forward, another winger, hopefully, and probably another centre-half nine cover, because Palinkas looks like he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, big blow, but, you know, big shoulders. You've got to just carry that and move on to Hyde on Tuesday night.
And just focusing on Hyde on Tuesday night, difficult game, this one. I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual game itself, back in the league?
I mean, listen, I love going to Hyde. You know, it's a good football pitch. I remember last year we went there, we didn't get the right result. Ennis got sent off and it hurt us, but we played some great football. A year before, we were brilliant. I like playing against Hyde. It's a local game. You know, they came to us, they beat us last game of the season when we were truly, you know, shocking. It was like kind of a typical end of season game. But for me, no, we've got to try and patch it up now and get it ready for Tuesday. But like you say, you know, Halls was left out today. He'll go back in. Griffiths will probably replace Murray because it looks like Murray's injured. And you know, we'll look. But like I said, we're hoping that we can get something done on Monday. Or Tuesday, until Tuesday lunchtime, to thicken out the squad. And I remember reading a few things, like when we had 21, 22, I wouldn't like to be Renault trying to pick this team, but now you're down to 13, 14, and that's football. It happens, and you know, you can't ever get comfortable. We're always looking to better the squad, but today, you know, delighted with the win. We want to wish Witten all the best. Thanks to the travelling fans, they were excellent, and we move on to Tuesday.
Great stuff. Well, Neil Reynolds, manager of FC Knight, big thank you. For Jones, big congratulations, and catch up on Tuesday, my
Brilliant.
Friend.
Thanks, Ben.
See
Cheers.
You soon. Take care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.